Balancing the Feminine and Masculine Within You. This is Saratima. The following recording is a contemplative healing transmission that aims at correcting misunderstandings of our basic natural forces, which are the feminine and the masculine. These two fundamental forces do not change in what they are, even when humans decide to interpret them differently, be it via tradition or changing attitudes and changing understandings. They remain what they are. We as humans will always experience the consequences of living by them or against their nature, which is then pleasant or unpleasant. We must learn or are meant to awaken to our fundamental nature and live properly by it. We know that within all of us are two forces at play, the feminine and the masculine. Be it that you are a woman or a man, it doesn't matter. You have a left and a right side that directly corresponds to the Ida and Pingala channels, which are lunar and solar, respectively, feminine and masculine. The feminine is magnetic and the masculine is electric, which is essentially fiery. We all know that electricity can burn you or your house down when it shorts and doesn't run in the proper channels. I will get back to this point later on. First, we must correct the words balancing the feminine and the masculine, like there is a quantitative issue here. Balancing conjures the image of a scale, with the feminine magnetic on the left and the masculine electric on the right. If one scale is lower than the other, we think this to be the problem. But it's not really like this. It has nothing to do with our 3D reasoning of seeing less women in certain positions and getting elated if the number of women increases to match the number of men in certain jobs or governments. In fact, this yearning illustrates completely how ignorant humanity currently still is. But why? Because nature is not about balance. It is about a dynamic relationship in which each force can be and expresses its own strength and nature. Coming back to the masculine electric force, if electricity isn't sufficiently grounded or is run an extreme voltage through your hairdryer, it will spark and we got a fire going. The magnetic and electric has to play and relate together in a perfect harmony, which is when both are able to do their unique job as they're designed to do. The Ida channel is lunar and ruled by water. When we look at the world in the recent years, we see water stagnant, polluted, or missing, meaning redirected, and fires burning out of control. The relationship of fire and water is disturbed, and fires burning out of control. Forests are wood, which is fire in control, potential and latent. The relationship of fire and water is disturbed. We can say they are divorced. They don't dance with each other. They do not engage in the natural alchemy of nurturing and cleansing life in rhythmic order. We want to blame the system or big money and so forth for this, but the spiritual warrior knows that the outside is a manifestation of the state of mind of humanity. In 3D, we played with the mind, which is electric in nature, as the body is the magnetic expression. And we let it go wild, and we didn't care if the body can keep up with our thoughts, if we got ungrounded or not, if it disturbed the nature of the body. We just can think as we wish. As thought is quick and swift, just like a spark of fire, it jumps from here to there and transforms a landscape in a jiffy. We didn't think that thinking in excess could harm the world around us, although we begin to see what ideas can do once implemented. But most aren't ready to see the direct relation of the fires, be it in the Amazon, Australia, BC, or elsewhere, as a manifestation of our ungrounded, unearthed thinking. So coming back to the balancing of feminine and masculine forces within us, meaning a proper dynamic relationship to each other without losing each the inherent natural expression, we have to become conscious of being receptive and active. As women and men, we have to ground more, meaning thinking less, being okay with being vulnerable as women and being strong as men. Without a container, water gets spilled and cannot quench thirst. Men being the cup, the form, and women the water, the formless. The formless must not reject the masculine to hold, and the form must yield to do its job and not give into expanding without restraint. Within our bodies, the fire chakra is the third, the solar, and the water is the second chakra. We are born with the water underneath the fire. Now the goal is to switch the cauldrons, as the Taoists call it. Once we move the fire underneath the water serves to heat the water, bring it to a boil, and create the steam, the finer expression of water, which is wisdom and fuel for higher evolution. To conclude, fire needs to yield and serve and propel water to transform itself to bring forth a new expression, which is steam. Water must receive the power of fire without fearing it, as water will surely transform when fire is let in. This fear of the feminine to yield and to allow to be transformed needs to be released. And the fear of the masculine to encounter the resistance of the feminine must also be released. So within us, the electric and the magnetic begin again to come into a dance together and to play to bring forth a new wisdom and a new harmony, if we let it. So allow yourself to just listen to this MP3 and remain open to this inner alchemy within you by saying yes or no, and allow yourself to become truly an embodiment of a dance of the masculine and feminine forces within you, the electric and magnetic, to allow yourself to come to the switching of the cauldrons and to bring forth the birth of who you really are, the birth of the soul, the birth of your spirit, the birth of higher wisdom. Thank you.